Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Bernstein, Marshall Harris, The Bernstein and Harris Show, middays 10 till 2 on 670 The Score.
We have a huge test coming up, another road game going out to Chicago. It's always exciting, at least for me personally, to go to a stadium, you know, like our team, you know, play against a team like Chicago because of the history and the great players that have come way before me or before the guys in the locker room.
Terod Mayo, head coach of the New England Patriots. I don't know if he still thinks they're soft or not, but we're going to find out all together at noon on Sunday at Soldier Field. The segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Joining us now on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline is Matt Chatham, former Patriots linebacker, three-time Super Bowl champion, and the creator of RubSmokeLove.com. This man knows how to barbecue. Download the Circa Sports app today. Matt, good morning. How you doing?
Doing excellent.
Matt, let's get into this Patriots team. I'm trying to learn more about them. I've been watching them from afar, and it seems to me like the last 2 weeks, I would say they are trending up, even though they're coming off a loss. Is that accurate?
Eh.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'll say a lot of, without saying much.
Yeah,
I think if you're looking at 2 weeks ago, it was an unusual game against the Jets, and that, you know, it's an emotional win, but hey, they lost their guy Drake May, you know, early in the game. Jacoby Brissett sort of rides it out with an error-free performance with a couple clutch plays late, but that's not really who they're trying to be. They're trying to, you know, go back to let the young guy roll. And last week in Tennessee, some just phenomenal plays, maybe three or whatever the top 10 plays you'll see from a quarterback in the week came from him, but he also had three turnovers. So that's the roller coaster we're on. It's a lot of up and down. Are they in a better place for it? Not necessarily. The wins aren't coming, but they do at least think they have their guy in quarterback.
We were talking about how if you're a team facing the Bears right now, this can be seen as a get-right game. If you're the Bears, this can be seen as a get-right game. How do you think the Patriots are feeling about the Bears, knowing that they struggled huge in that afternoon game against Arizona?
Well, I think there are a collection of teams in the NFL that all think of one another as get-right games.
I would agree.
I think we see two of them this week.
Yes.
Exactly. And which one of them is right, who knows? And I think that's when you're bad, it is a week-to-week situation because you're there for a reason, because of your inconsistency, because of your inability to put it together. So a lot of times bad teams aren't bad because, you know, they just didn't run into the right other team. It's because their own issues they're dealing with internally. So I think the Pats are an example of that. We saw, you know, last night's game, a very competitive Bengals team going against one of the better teams in the Ravens and in the AFC, and they're right down to the wire with them. That's the Bengals team the Patriots beat. You know, the Jets down now do look like they're a little bit back on track and maybe they're going a different way, and that's a team the Patriots beat. But the Patriots have put stinkers out there against a bad Jags team and, you know, sort of go down the line. So even Tennessee had been struggling against everyone, and then they get over the Pats. So I don't think the Patriots are in any situation, and I can't speak for the Bears, but to be looking past anyone, there are no get back on track. It's really more about can they put it together themselves for 60 minutes.
I think that's a very diplomatic answer and said very well, and I feel like it is the same situation when it comes to this Bears team. The offense, I think, might be at a premium in this game. I know the Patriots have struggled to get over 300 yards in a game. What can you tell us about how their offense has been performing?
It's sort of one of these oddball phenomenons in football that you have to kind of step back and evaluate that. Again, roll back a couple weeks ago, and it's the largely Jacoby Brissett-led group. I think, again, they hit at maybe 290 or so total yards, just a tick under 300, but they don't turn the football over, right? And they end up in a place where ultimately, you know, you get just above 20-ish points or whatever it is, and they get a victory. And part of it is not about sort of net yards or just straight scoring. It's just getting to that finish line without having stubbed your toe as many times. Then we go through to the Tennessee game, and they absolutely cannot run the football whatsoever. But the passing game's exciting, you know, and they get a bunch of thrown touchdown passes, and then they give it away three times, right? And net-net, you end up in identical places. You know, about the same amount of points, but the, you know, they don't get the win. So I don't think there's any threat of them, you know, putting it into the 400 range or being an over 25 scoring offense right now, unless they can somehow, some way put together both sides of the ball in the same day. We haven't seen that. So the passing game explodes a little bit. Drake May starts running all over the park, but then they go to, like, you know, 12 yards of rushing non-quarterback. So their biggest issue is really being able to do all the things that an offense needs to do on a single day.
What's the biggest strength right now for the Patriots, if you had to put it on paper and say, this is what they do well? Is there anything that they do consistently well that Bears fans need to know about?
Not really.
oh, goodness.
I love your honesty. I really do appreciate the transparency here.
They have a lot of good defensive players. They do. They have not had good, consistent defensive performances. I think the Tennessee game is a great example. First drive, walk right down the field. You're going, good Lord, this Tennessee group has not done that to anyone. But the Patriots needed stops late to get a chance sort of to get to overtime and then to perform there. And the defense did admirably well. I think if you're from the Bears' perspective and you were looking at this game, sitting there in August and trying to figure out what they were going to be, this was – you know, to my estimation, the question marks are more offensive than defensive. You expected this to be a potential top five, top 10 type group, but they've shed a lot of talent to injury. Their middle linebacker, well, their best defensive tackle. They trade out one of their pass rushers here as they're sort of a 2-7 team and kind of shedding talent at this point. Just too many injuries on that side of the ball, making for an inconsistent product and what needed to be their stable. So not having a consistent, it's a capable, but not nearly as sort of higher tiers, I think they wanted to be on that side of the ball. And you need that complement when your offense is sort of the young group trying to figure out different offensive line combinations week to week. So it's just an inconsistent team. It's a bad team. They're hoping to get better. They're hoping to sort of filter through this all and figure out who their dudes are for future years. But right now it's not a group that you can rely upon much, you know, in a week to week scenario.
I think if you zoom out from this game and you're not one of us who's used to watching these two teams every day, listening to practice information and all of that, you're seeing it as another big matchup of two rookie quarterbacks who were taken high in the draft in Drake May and Caleb Williams. What have been your impressions of both?
Just the ability factor. And I think those are the kind of deals where it's a physical – it's hard to communicate this to folks who haven't experienced on the field. And honestly, I've been off the field for almost 15 years myself. So, you know, you forget about it until you get down at field level and watch this. But when you see Caleb take off, when you see, or even just flick it, you know, when he's got to throw it 18 to 22 yards kind of thing, and it gets there just a tick faster than what you're used to seeing maybe at a high-end college level or even some of the other NFL quarterbacks. I think you see that in Caleb. You just see the, whoa. You know, that's different. Like, I watch a lot of NFL football, watch a lot of people play this game, and that's just a tick above, at least in ability. Drake's much that way. When Drake takes off and leaves a pocket, especially north, south, down in the insides of pockets, he escapes with his first two or three strides from retracing defensive tackles as good as really anyone in the league. It almost, you know, I know he's not nearly as elusive, obviously, as like a Lamar Jackson, but if you don't decide quickly, oh, this guy's taking off. He runs away from most D tackles, most linebackers that are down in the box trying to avoid that. So it's a, we're talking about two different guys here that you would actually need to game plan for specifically. Less about game planning the offense and the scheme of the coordinator and just the skills of that guy. That's what I think we have in these two particular quarterbacks.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Record might not show it, but how do you think the team has performed since Jerod Mayo made those comments?
You know, text chains with, you know, old teammates and a lot of guys, I think, that think of this game similarly. And again, I think struggle to communicate it to fans. The phrase soft can be used as an insult to someone that you don't value or you don't think much of as a player. But it's also used pretty frequently to talk about performance amongst guys that you do trust. And I know that sounds super confusing, but you know, like we're too soft right here. This can't be done. You know, that's just too soft. That is something you're used to hearing. You don't mind hearing when it's accurate. But it's also the tag that you are inherently a soft player that no player wants to get. So it's kind of a fine line about how it's used. I don't think most that were in that locker room took it as, you know, just I've been shown 1,000 football plays in my life and I can pinpoint, yeah, you're right, that's soft. Can't do that. If you cannot stop people on the ground in the running game, I mean, they're going to tell you that from Pop Warner up to the NFL. But yeah, our front's soft. That's just kind of how it is. It's not like a, you know, a manhood claim. It's just that's what was happening. So I think they did take that challenge. They haven't been as sort of gashed on the ground as when that comment was made. But it's certainly not something you want as an MO that, you know, carries week to week, because when they think that of you, then yeah, then the replacements have to happen at certain spots that make that be a problem.
Matt, I know about the on-the-field version of you, the hard-hitting linebacker, but I need to know about the guy smoking stuff, man. Rubsmokelove.com is where you can find the stuff. Tell us how you got into the smoker game, if that's what you – I don't even know what you call it.
Yeah, so, you know, I was 12 years at NESN, the New England Sports Network up here, doing TV and all that sort of post-career, but I did get an MBA right when I left in 2010, 11, something like that. It's a huge entrepreneurship school. So like it's small business sort of place. It's, I don't know, some 32, 33 years in a row of being number one for MBA programs that churn out entrepreneurs. So I wanted to get into food production a little bit. So I own a seasoning company. It's a little odd, but we have a couple rubs that in 2 years of operation have really exploded. One's called Gold Bark. It's sort of like a fusion barbecue mustard back, but with a little bit of sort of Asian in it as well. Oh. And it's been doing really well. And then we have something called Beefcake. Actually, if folks in Chicago are watching this now, I think we'll have it. Our company's putting up a TikTok later today that'll have sort of like a smoked roast beef done with a beefcake crust. That's pretty phenomenal. So yeah, I'm in this weird world where we make seasonings, rub blends. We glaze nuts with agave with both of these rubs on them. We make smoked salts, panko with the Gold Bark in it. It's goofy. This is not, No, no, not your average post-career life, but I'm having a blast.
And now I'm hungry. Thanks for that. But I asked the question. So, you know, I made myself hungry in a way. Matt Chatham.
The website titles did make me giggle. I will not say them on the air, but they're pretty fun to read.
There you go.
Matt, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us and talking a little bit about this Bears-Patriots matchup on Sunday.
Thanks for having me.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.